coloring outside the lines. It's Art Talk on KCRW. We talk a lot on this segment about artists who push boundaries, but with Hungarian artist Laszlo Moholy Nagy, there seems to be no boundaries at all. He created his art during one of the most tumultuous times in Western history, the early 20th century, and now the first retrospective of his work shown here in the United States in half a century is on display right down the street at LACMA. And here with a review, KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohojoska-Philp. Hello, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Tell us a little bit about Moholy Nagy and the inspirations for his artwork.
Here's a man who was born in 1895 and lived through the collapse of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. He fought in World War I. He winds up in Berlin in one of the most amazing periods of history. And instead of becoming a lawyer, he becomes an artist. And from the beginning, he did not intend to pursue art like other people.
What was it that led him down that path in the fork in the road?
This is a very exciting time in Berlin, and people are experimenting with a number of different media, but he really never saw one thing. He started doing geometric abstract paintings, kind of influenced by the Russian constructivists, but also from the very beginning began working in typography and graphics and set design and importantly for him, photography. In fact, he coined the term photogram, which was a technique by which you would place objects on a piece of light-sensitive paper and expose it to create an abstract picture. I mean, it was really so inventive.
He didn't shy away from any medium, as you mentioned, really. And on display are paintings, photography, photograms, as you mentioned, and pieces made using industrial materials. How would you describe all that work?
Well, this is what's so interesting. Photograms for him really were involving the use of light, obviously projected light. And he was so inventive. He created this thing called the light space modulator that's on view there. It's a kinetic sculpture with kind of a wacky thing with perforated discs that project light. And by the way, the whole show is installed really well by Johnston Markley, this architectural firm here, because they really understand that he was also kind of had an architectural bent to his work. But from 1925 on, you really see that he's mostly interested in the properties of light. And he does paintings on aluminum and on other industrial surfaces that are kind of like early vinyl. And probably the most interesting part for people in Southern California is his use of plexiglass.
Any favorites? I mean, the plexiglass, is there anything that stands out to you?
So, well, let's remember that in 1933, Hitler comes to power in Germany, and Moholy Nagy is forced to leave Germany. At first, he goes to Europe, different places, and then he winds up in Chicago, where he starts the Institute of Design, very important place for the history of art and architecture in this country in the modern era. And just to get back to your question, plexiglass is invented in 1934 for aircraft windshields. And he starts using it as a medium for sculpture. And he is cutting into it and creating an arabesques out of it in circular forms. And these things stand on pedestals or they hang from the ceiling. And they really capture and reflect light and shadow. And they're very interesting to see even today. The last one in the show is 1946, the year that he died. But he wrote a book called New Vision. And that book was very influential on Craig Kaufman, a Southern California artist, a Los Angeles artist who made wall reliefs out of plexiglass and spray paint, just like Moholy Nagy. And he always credited Moholy Nagy as a big influence.
And the great thing about using plexiglass, of course, is it doesn't break.
Exactly. Although, in the case of Craig Kaufman, they have broken. But yes, the thing about plexiglass is it's less fragile than glass. But certainly it was one of these uniquely industrial materials to come out of that period between the two wars. And it's one that was used by a lot of contemporary artists.
All right. Well, the Laszlo Moholy Nagy exhibit over at LACMA closes on June 18th. So you got about a month to the day, as a matter of fact, to go check it out. Hunter Drohojoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.